USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden reaffirmed U.S. support for Ukraine and its conflict with Russia during a bilateral meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky in the Oval Office.
The President, the brave people of Ukraine, and that's not hyperbole, the people of Ukraine have shown enormous bravery, have inspired the world.
Zelensky expressed gratitude for ongoing military and humanitarian assistance. Prior to the meeting, Zelensky also conferred with lawmakers in Capitol Hill and top military officials at the Pentagon. He emphasized to lawmakers that Ukraine needs increased aid to avoid losing the war. A fatal crash involving a charter bus carrying Farmingdale High School's marching band occurred in New York, leaving one dead and over 40 injured. The incident took place about 70 miles north of New York City. Five individuals identified as young are in critical condition. The bus with at least 50 on board was en route to a band camp in Pennsylvania, according to the Farmingdale School District. For the second time this week, House Republicans face a setback in their efforts to push through a defense funding bill.
During a procedural vote, six conservative Republicans sided with Democrats, causing the defeat. This posing a challenge for House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
I know it's an obstacle, but I find it as a challenge, and we're going to solve it.
The conservative faction's opposition stems from their insistence on more substantial spending reductions. Meanwhile, the House is also under pressure to pass legislation securing government funding beyond September 30th. I'm John Schaefer.
Almost 13,000 UAW members are currently on strike, and this figure may increase when Friday arrives. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain has set Friday a deadline for the three major U.S. automakers to address the union's call for improved pay and pension benefits. The strike has now entered its seventh day. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
Poland is no longer providing weapons to Ukraine because of a growing dispute over grain. Poland's prime minister called on Zelensky in a TV interview and said Poland is now focused on defending itself. Poland has sent Ukraine 320 Soviet-era tanks, 14 MiG-29 fighter jets since Russian forces invaded 19 months ago. House Democrat is trolling Republican leader Kevin McCarthy with a bill that would keep lawmakers from getting paid during a shutdown. Minnesota Representative Angie Craig on Wednesday introduced a bill called the McCarthy Shutdown Act and said, "It's ridiculous that we still get paid during a shutdown while folks like TSA workers are asked to work without a paycheck." The government is giving out free COVID tests again.
Starting next week, Americans will have the opportunity to once again request complimentary COVID-19 home tests. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced on Wednesday that the government is reinitiating the program to offer the free tests. Beginning September 25th, households can place an order for up to 4 tests through covidtests.gov. I'm John Schaefer.
A collar that belonged to the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going for nearly $200,000 at an auction. The famous golden collar with glass beads has been dubbed the Pegasus by Ginsburg's family, and this is the first time her signature neckwear has been available to buy since her passing in 2020. Dave Collins, USA News.
These things are not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Consult your healthcare provider before use.
Introducing Vinia, a breakthrough superfood with a full matrix of polyphenols from the red grape. Enjoy the health benefits of a bottle of red wine, minus alcohol, sugar, and calories. In a clinical trial, Vinia significantly increased the dilation of arteries. This dilation increases your blood flow and the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to your brain, heart, and other tissues, supporting heart health and improving your physical energy and mental alertness. Use code RADIO to get 10% off your first order at ordervinia.com. That's ordervinia.com. Ordervinia.com. Vinia, better blood flow, better life.